All right, next item on the agenda is item number three, PR 2024-010803, major plat application number 2025-00010. Tierra West LLC and Sergio Lozoya requests for Adam Getmore requests for the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lot tract A, Skyline Heights, zoned NRLM, located at 301 Eubank Boulevard between Bell Avenue Southeast and Acoma Road Southeast, containing approximately 1.5806 acres in area. Is Mr. Lozoya with us?
Hello, Mr. Hearing Officer. Yes, I am here along with John Neski.
Thank you so much, Mr. Lozoya. Let me swear you in. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Excellent. Would you give us your name and address for the record, please?
Sure. Sergio Lozoya, 1829 Elizabeth Street.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. So yes, the subject site is located on 301 Eubank Boulevard. We are looking to subdivide the existing single parcel into two parcels to facilitate future development. Currently, there is a vacant building on the site, so this request will facilitate the development of that and sort of help boost the neighborhood with some new uses in the area. The request is being heard as a major subdivision because of the requirement of major public infrastructure. So that boosted us into the major review. We've already gone through an initial review from DFT staff for a sketch plat. We also have our initial infrastructure drawings in with DRC. The plat and infrastructure and all associated items meet the IDO, the DPM, and other relevant city regulations. We believe this is a simple, straightforward request, and we urge your approval. And with that, I stand for questions.
Mr. Lozoya, thank you. I don't have any questions at this point. Let me see if we have any members of the public. We'll hear from DFT staff and then I'll come back to you, okay? All right, we are on item number three, PR 2024-010803. Are there any members of the public that wish to speak or provide testimony on this item? If so, if you'd use the raise your hand feature at the bottom of your screen or otherwise signal to us that you wish to participate. I'm not seeing anyone. Last call for any members of the public wishing to provide testimony on item number three. All right, Mr. Lozoya, let me hear from DFT staff. Let's start with Water Authority. Mr. Gutierrez, good morning.
Morning.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, sir.
Water Authority has no objection. For any future development, please place a request for availability. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Mr. Boylan, are you going to do code on this one as well?
Yes, Mr. Hearing Officer.
All right, thank you so much, sir. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead.
Code enforcement has no objections to this.
Very good. Anybody from Parks on the line? Parks and
This is
Rec?
Jay Rodenbach. I can relay Parks' comments, sir.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead. Let me swear you in first, Jay. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Jay Rodenbach. Parks has no comments.
All right, thank you. Mr. Chen, hydrology will be next. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, sir.
Tiquan Chin Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual grading drainage plan with engineer's stamp date of April 3rd, 2025. Hydrology has no objection. The applicant is asking to replace the existing covenant with a new covenant. Please work with our DRC group for that process. That's all from Hydrology. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chin. Mr. Lozoya, any questions about that that comment from Mr. Chin?
Mr. Hearing Officer, no questions from me.
Okay.
John, do you have any questions on that?
No, we understand that. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Next will be transportation. Mr. Armijo, do you swear affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, sir.
Let's see. All sidewalks shown on the infrastructure list are adequate. We have no objections. An approved TCL will be required prior to site plan or building permit. Also, a traffic scoping form will be needed to determine if a traffic study will be required.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. Next will be planning comments. Mr. Boylan, is that back to you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Just a reminder, you're still under oath. Go ahead, please, sir.
Excellent. Just have three comments. The date of DHO approval shall be noted on the final plat. The project and application numbers shall be added to the final plat. And then proof of outreach to Kirtland Air Force Base must be provided prior to distribution of the final plat for signatures, as the development is within the CAFB military influence area. So we'll just need to see the proof of outreach for that.
All right, thank you, Mr. Boylan. Just a quick reminder to DFT staff, if your comments in anticipation of approval, if your comments are to be associated with that, if you just do me a favor and post those in the chat box, that would be appreciated. Mr. Rodenbeck, I see your hand is up. Let me swear you in and then give you an opportunity to comment.
I'm already sworn in, sir. I sworn
Okay.
in for Parks.
Thank you. Yes, I apologize. Go ahead.
No problem. Thank you, Mr. Hernau, sir. Hey, Jacob, could you just please note that Kirkland Air Force Base requirement as a finding? Because that's something that they need to address at final plat. So just please make that a finding.
Thank you, Jay. All right, Mr. Lozoya, back to you. Any questions or closing comments on this matter?
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. So, just a couple of comments. There should be a traffic impact study already submitted with the city. So, just to bring that to your attention. And also, yes, we will notify the Kirtland Air Force Base of our request, and I will get that evidence of that to staff.
All right, thank you so much. Much appreciated. Okay, anything else? DFT staff members, applicant team? All right, I'm going to go ahead and close the floor on item number three, PR 2024-010803.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Mr.
Go ahead,
Hernauser,
sir.
I see a Beverly Wilson in the chat stating that if asking if the public can comment on this, I think we missed
Oh.
her when we went when we asked for public comment on this.
Mr. Rodenbeck, thank you so much. Ms. Wilson, good morning. I see your comment now. I apologize. Before we begin, let me swear you in and have you give us your name and address for the record, okay? Do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Go ahead.
My name is Beverly Wilson. My address is 7 Cabrita Trail, Edgewood, New Mexico, 87015.
Thank you so much. Go ahead.
So I own the parcel adjacent to where this plat is. And my question is, it was my understanding that it is for light manufacturing. Has there already been a conditional use hearing to change the zoning on the plat?
Either Mr. Lozoya, if you know the answer to that, or Mr. Rodenbeck, do you have information or background for Ms. Wilson on on her inquiry?
Mr. Hearing Officer, if I may, this is Sergio Lozoya, TROS. So the non-residential light manufacturing is the existing zoning designation for the site. We're not requesting a change in that zoning designation, and the future uses anticipated would not require any sort of conditional uses or anything. So this request is only for the subdivision of the parcel, no uses or change in zone at the moment.
Because it was my understanding that McDonald's wants to put a restaurant in there, and from what I had read from the zoning, that they would need a conditional use to change it to qualify.
And Ms. Wilson, again, I'm not sure of the particulars on that. The matter that's before this body right now is simply this this platting request. But to echo Mr. Lozoya's comments, if that is if some additional approval is needed in the future, there is a process and a requirement that an applicant or a property owner would have to go through. I see that Mr. Rodenbeck, who's a city staff member, has his hand raised. Give him an opportunity to provide input on this as well.
Thank you.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Ma'am, so I am looking in the use table in our integrated development ordinance, IDO. Okay, Robert's got it pulled up here too. Restaurants look like a permitted use to me. In that zone district, and drive-throughs are permitted accessory use to a restaurant in that zone district. So I don't believe there are any land use issues. If should a McDonald's go into that site, I don't believe there are any land use issues with that use that would require a conditional use from the ZHE or a zone change from the EPC. I don't believe.
Okay. And I'm sorry, I stepped away and had a call, so I apologize. You may have already discussed this. Is there anything being discussed about putting a light or something around that? Because right now it's an extremely congested area with the Home Depot and the Costco and businesses that are to the, to the east.
Do we have any staff members or a member of the applicant team know the answer to that particular question?
Ernest Armijo Transportation. There
Mr.
are
Armijo,
no
go ahead. Thank you
current
so much, sir.
discussions about putting a light there, but that'll be hashed out with the traffic impact study that Mr. Lozoya has informed me that has been turned in, and I do remember it now, so I haven't reviewed that yet, but
And I'm sorry, Mr. Armijo, I missed that first part that you said.
Sorry. There are no current plans for a light there, but if there would be, it would come up in the traffic impact study that still has to be reviewed.
Thank you.
Any other questions, Ms. Wilson?
No, that was it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for your participation. Appreciate it. All right, Mr. Lozoya, let me jump back to you. Just give you an opportunity. I know you already indicated that you didn't have anything else to add, but want to make sure you get the final say, final word in. Anything else to add?
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. Again, I just want to thank city staff and yourself for the review of this submittal and once again request approval on the matter.
Mr. Lozoya, thank you so much. Yes, I'm going to go ahead and close the floor on item number three, PR 2024-0100803. Preliminary plat request for major plat application number 2025-00010. I'm going to approve this subdivision request as proposed and advertised because the proposal meets the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations. This approval is based on the following conditions. One, per section 66K2K of the IDO, the date of the DHO approval shall be noted on the final plat. Secondly, the project and application numbers must be added to the final plat. And then a finding will be added that proof of outreach to Kirtland Air Force Base must be provided prior to distribution of the final plat for signatures as development is within the Kirtland Air Force Base military influence area. Thank you to everyone for your participation and your testimony this morning. It's much appreciated.